Okay, welcome to everyone that's here and those that are online. We're going to prepare ourselves this evening in our usual fashion by having a few moments of silent prayer, doctrine of rebound if necessary, and I forgot to give you the date, so today is December the 7th, 2021. Do y'all remember what December the 7th, what happened? Pearl Harbor Day, yeah, that's will always be emblazoned in the minds of people who were there and those who have heard of it. And we got past that. Let's hope we get past what we're facing today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for who and what you are and that you treat us with grace. You have a plan for us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You've given us the ability to understand the entire realm of doctrine through the grace system of perception. And now we pray that you will help us to work our way through Romans. It's in some deep doctrines there that we need to be able to understand. The Holy Spirit can make it clear and perspicuous to us. We thank you for that. We pray that you will help us to focus and concentrate this evening. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a few things that we're going to do before we get started in our text. A while back, a member of this church, Catherine Kennedy, asked me if it would be all right if she took something that she got from my notes to make some cards in order to be able to hand them out and have people contact her. This is the card, and we have, I don't know how many hundreds in a box up here. This is what it says on the front side. Would you like to live the abundant life that is free of worry, anger, and fear? Do you want to have inner peace, contentment, and joy regardless of your circumstances? Do you want to be a winner on earth and an above and beyond winner in heaven? And then we have Catherine's name on here, her email and her phone number, and then in red we have Country Bible Church, the website. On the back side, it says, God has made available to every believer great rewards, decorations, privileges, and opportunities that will only be realized by those who overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. How do they do that? By consistently learning and applying the principles and doctrines of the Word of God. And it has Country Bible Church on that side and the in red website address again. Now, the reason we have these here, made these originally for Catherine, but she asked me, she said maybe people would want to carry some of these and give it to people as well, people they come in contact with. The only thing is that they won't be contacting you. She wants to be the one to be contacted because she gives the gospel just everywhere she goes. You can't be with her to go into a store or anything without her giving the gospel. And so if they had some questions, wanting to know what to do next or whatever, they have her contact information on there. And so if you want to have some of these, however many you want. This is just, about 3/4 of an inch. I don't know how many is in this, but we have a lot of them. So if you would like to keep these in your purse, or maybe you're going out to eat, and when you leave a tip, you might leave this with them. And if they ask, you say, this is a card that has Country Bible Church website on it, has a lot of information. The card is self-explanatory, and if you would like to contact somebody from our church, it's on there. So there you have it. If you want to give these out, we'll have them in the library for you to do so. Okay. Now, another thing that we're going to do tonight is we're going to have a video that I think is exemplary with regards to what's going on or how we got to the place we are now. Some of you may have know of Pete Hegseth. He's the man that is giving this 15-minute talk on how we got where we are now. I think it's very, very interesting. It fills in the gaps that especially young people will appreciate because they haven't lived through the things that have happened. So I'm going to put it on now. Can you turn the lights out here? I think we could see it better. Somebody. Chris, could you turn out the light? All you got to do is, it's the first on the right, the first switch. Yeah, that. And that, go to that one, next. Yeah, that, the next one. There you go. Turn that one. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put this on. I'm going to put my, excuse me, my microphone under this thing. It worked a while ago. We see if it will now.
No, I didn't expect that. No, everything is ready to go, and I'm pushing the button for it to come on. It's not coming on. Huh? This has never happened before. Let's see what I can do here. I could probably turn it off. This function is not available. Is the TV on still?
Yes. No.
Huh?
No signal.
It says no signal. Let me make sure this is in plugged in.
You got
breaking
on that one.
Huh?
You got breaking
on there.
What does that say?
I'm going to unplug this and plug it in again. Witnesses that will testify this was working before we began.
A Christian, a citizen, and a parent.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We do have the audio, so you can't see it, but you can hear it. I don't know why you can't see it, but let's try this, okay? And we'll see how it goes.
Of 7 young kids in this country. Sometimes a data point hits our radar screen that's bigger than the news of the day, a number that tells a larger story about who we are, where we are, and what we're up against as a country. Tonight, that number is 31%. Remember it, 31%. Today, the Harvard Kennedy School's Institute of Politics released their biannual Harvard Youth Poll. They've been doing the poll for 20 years, asking 18 to 29-year-olds, so kids out of high school, out of college, early in their careers, asking them what they think about the state of our country. Over 1,000 young Americans were polled, the margin of error, 3%. There were a number of fascinating findings, but one number stuck out to us, 31%. They were asked their views on American exceptionalism. Is America an exceptional nation? 31% said America is the greatest country in the world. 50% said other nations are greater. Greater 18% out to lunch. 31%. 3 in 10 young people in America believe America is the greatest country in the world. Now, I for one am not surprised by the source. As an alumni of the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, it's an elitist institution, fully infected by leftist groupthink. It's the woke of the woke. Trust me, They're not saddened by these numbers. They're globalists. They don't want America to be seen as the best. They're not saddened, but we should be. Now, we checked this same poll in previous years and other similar polls, and the closest comparison we could find today was a 2013 Gallup poll that showed that 55% in the year of 2013 of Americans that same age were extremely proud to be an American. If you're extremely proud, you probably think America's an exceptional place. So 55% in 2013, 31% today in just a decade. And you don't have to be a historian to know that if you went back a little bit further, say to the 90s or the 80s, the number would be much higher, maybe 70, 75, 80%. Here's why it all matters. Here's why 31% matters. If you go by the old adage, the children are the future, then plain as day, this poll shows that the future hates America. Or at least they think there's nothing special about America. It's just one of many countries. Of course, I know, because I get to travel this great country and meet so many of you with Fox and Friends, that this is not the universal view. There is an echo of goodness, of patriotism,